announced. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, give us your view of these latest developments here and its impact on the financial markets.
Good afternoon, Frank. I thought the market was very positive today, and I note that the transportation index was up 71 points, which was pretty positive. The Dow was only down 10 after opening down 50 or 60. The Egyptian thing has had a lot of news, but as I said a week or two ago when we last spoke, I really don't draw an analogy between what's going on in Egypt and the rest of the securities markets. I think the Dow and the Standard & Poor's indices are very definitely related to the increase in productivity in the U.S. The little bit of an employment positive figure today with the job loss applications actually descending. So I see a positive market here going forward.
Right. You did note that the number of people applying for unemployment benefits have fallen actually to the lowest level since July of 2008. So certainly a ray of sunshine there on the job front. And that's the big concern, the job situation at the moment. We have seen a spike higher in bond yields lately and mortgage rates have moved up. But give us your view of what's happening in the bond market right now.
Well, that's really important. As you pointed out, the 10-year was at 3.71. And we're getting back up to that, I think, that 4% level that we hit approximately a year ago. And I believe that the interest rates in markets worldwide are telling us, and they should tell the Federal Reserve, that we should be moving interest rates for the short term to a higher level. It's my personal opinion that the Federal Reserve Board is not anticipating the potential for inflation to be as serious as most of us, including myself, think that it really is. So the inflation situation could be a negative out there, and I expect to see interest rates go up sooner than later.
We've seen the market rally run into some resistance this week, with the Dow just today breaking an 8-session winning streak. We saw slight gains for the NASDAQ and S&P after dips just yesterday. Do you think this market has more to go? Where do you things go from here?
I think it has more to go on the upside, again, because of the good earnings that we've seen in general. That's the forecaster for securities markets. As earnings improve, markets usually move in advance of that. And so I'm generally positive. I would be a little bit careful about some of these real high capitalization stocks, particularly in the restaurant arena and in the internet search areas, where the prices seem to be at multiples that don't make any economic sense, in my view.
All right, we saw quite a bit of volatility in the tech space today, and the NASDAQ managed a closing gain, but some big names, Cisco down more than $3, 18 and change, Akamai down more than 7 at 40 and change, this all on the better-than-expected earnings news, but concerns about the outlook. What's your view of the tech sector at the moment?
I'm favorable towards the tech sector, and the points that you just make mathematically with those two major declines, and yet the NASDAQ index being up 1.38 for the day, tells everyone that the broader market was very, very good, because those two securities would have had a very mathematical negative impact upon the averages.
Any other specific places where you're putting money now or taking it off the table?
I would favor the fertilizer stocks and the commodities because I believe they're going to continue to go higher. I continue to like the home building stocks. They've had an interim decline here. I like that group. And as I said earlier, I like the technology. And I also would be attracted to the oil and oil services companies at this point in time.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour.